Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Hello, Hotel California sound there to this one.
I noticed that.
Did she steal that?
Probably.
There you go, from Pink. Wonder if Henley ever wrote her a letter about that one.
Maybe.
All right, we have our final second round match in the World Series of Faceoff. This winner becomes the eighth player to qualify for the quarterfinals. That happens tomorrow at Side Pockets, the corner of Kellogg and Tyler, where we will also be on Thursday for the semifinals and finals of this tournament. Pat Pask and Jason Trower join us, the 2 and 3 seeds in their bracket. Pat, hello.
Hello, and I am just glad that I didn't get the question before this. I'd have hung up.
The baseball uniform numbers?
I'm not a uniform number man. I know the home runs and everything else, but not a uniform number.
There you
man.
Go. That you're fortunate you didn't get that. Hello, Jason.
How's it going?
All right. How do you both feel about the category of college basketball?
That's pretty good.
All right. Here we go. This question involves Wichita State, Kansas, and Kansas State. 24 players in the history of those three basketball programs have scored 1,700 or more career points. I just want you to name one. Pat, you're first.
Danny Manning.
Danny Manning, all-time leading scorer at Kansas. Jason?
Cool.
5 seconds.
Xavier McDaniel.
Xavier McDaniel, the second all-time scorer at Wichita State. Pat?
Let's go... Mike Evans.
Mike Evans at Kansas State with 2,115 points. Jason.
Let's go with Nick Collison.
Nick Collison did it at KU. He's the second all-time scorer there. Pat.
Jacob Pullen.
Jacob Pullen, K-State's all-time leading scorer with 2,132 points. Jason. Players at Wichita State, Kansas, and Kansas State with 1,700 or more career points.
Mitch Richmond.
Mitch Richmond at K-State is not correct.
Ooh.
Remember, he did not play his entire basketball career there. Pat?
Let's try Dave Stallworth.
Dave Stallworth at Wichita State is correct. 1,936 points. Jason?
Rafe LaFrance.
Rafe LaFrance is correct. That Mitch Richmond thing's going to get you, I fear. That is correct. It is 4-3. We go to round 5. Pat, you need one more correct answer to win.
How about Clyde Lavellet?
Clyde Lavellet, number 4 all-time in scoring at KU with 1,979 points. I knew that was going to be one of those where the first guy to miss was in trouble, and that turned out to be the case. Jason, great effort. Good job.
Thank you.
And Pat, you move into the quarterfinals in the World Series of Faceoff. Where you will meet Dan Barber at 5:40 tomorrow out at Side Pockets. Congratulations to you as well.
Thank you. Everybody that's left is capable of winning. All better be ready, I think.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you, Pat.
Have a good one.
Oh, there we go. What do you think of this field for the quarterfinals?
Pretty outstanding. I'm excited.
Are you really?
Yeah.
As you madly text.
Well, I'm making sure people know we're at Side Pockets tomorrow.
Tony Kidd, an 8 seed, takes on Andy Bartell, a 3, at 425. At 445, Jason Ault, a 4-time champion and 1 seed, takes on Jordan Bodick, who we both believe is a blossoming superstar.
Well, he's a star right now.
In the World Series of Faceoff. He's that young... He's the Ronald Acuna Jr. of this competition.
Oscar Mercado, but yeah.
Oscar Mercado's 26, for God's sake.
Oh, is
sake.
He? Sorry, I didn't know.
Please.
Still a rook.
Chris Marker, the 2 seed, and Justin Wasmuth, the 4, play at 5:25 tomorrow. And then Dan Barber and Pat Pass. My goodness. My goodness.
Heavyweights.
At 5:40 tomorrow at Side Pockets. We invite you out. They'll have a nice setup out there. Come and have a cold one. Come and say hi to Jeff and me and all the other luminaries that will be out there. We think Jason Duda may stop by.
Well, he oughta. Commish will be there Thursday.
Not tomorrow?
Maybe some people from my work will be there.
Who's going to be there for me?
Who knows?
Not a dang person.
You don't think?
Probably not.
I hope not many people from work show up.
Here are the others who were not mentioned. Antoine Carr, Cheese Johnson, Jason Perez, and Aubrey Sherrod. I just knew somebody was going to say Baker and Van Vliet. They came up short.
Not quite.
The KUs who weren't mentioned, Sharon Collins, Frank Mason, Darnell Valentine, Keith Langford, Perry Ellis, Paul Pierce, Dave Robish, and Kirk Heinrich. And the K-Staters who weren't mentioned, Rolando Blackman, Ski Jones, and Barry Brown. Only 5 from K-State have reached that
plateau.
Surprised
by that a little bit.
Mitch Richmond played at a junior college.
Yeah, only 2 years at K-State, but 1,300-plus points.
Well, he undoubtedly would have smashed 17.
He'd be the all-time leading scorer at K-State as a 4-year player,
yeah.
Most likely.
I mean, Mitch Richmond's a great player.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. I get it. Not sure why he's a Hall of Famer, but he is.
Now, wait a minute. Why do you have to throw a dart at Mitch Richmond?
I just don't know why he's a Hall of Famer.
Prolific scorer.
Yeah, everybody's a prolific scorer. Kendall Gill was a prolific scorer.
Not like Mitch Richmond.
No, not quite, but it's not like Mitch Richmond was this superstar.
Oh, he was a superstar.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
He toiled in anonymity in Sacramento and Golden State, which was nothing at the time, and the Wizards, maybe.
A lot of great players toil in anonymity. You're toiling in anonymity on this show.
And if I'm not in the Hall of Fame, I'll be
upset. You think that you'll ever be in any Hall of Fame?
No. Although that Mal Elliott Award with Wichita Sports Hall of Fame is getting a little thin.
They will eventually have to run you down for that.
Gonna have
Who
to.
Are they going to go with?
It's pretty much it.
I mean, at some point, you got to be mentioned.
I have to. I may be running the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame.
Really?
No.
On Twitter, I gave you my Mount Rushmore of meteorologists in Wichita history. This is the last day for
Television
Merrill Teller at KWCH. And my Mount Rushmore is Merrill, Cecil Carrier, who we go way back
Don't
with,
know him.
Back in the day, Jim O'Donnell at Cake, and Dave Freeman at KSN. I think that's a heck of a Mount Rushmore for meteorology in Wichita. Television meteorology.
I mean, the 3 that I know of, sure. And I'll just take your word for it on Cecil Cooper or whatever.
Cecil Carrier. How dare you? No, seriously.
My bad, Cece.
And his daughter's still on the air here in Wichita Radio.
Who is it?
Kathy. And for you to Cecil Cooper. No, it's disrespectful.
I'm sorry. Okay?
It makes me mad.
Don't get mad.
No, it's mad.
It makes me mad
when you do that. Like anybody who was in that time is irrevant.
Laughing
at it.
It's funny.
Do you believe that anybody who was working in the 60s and 70s in the media in Wichita was irrelevant?
I think everybody is relevant. But that doesn't mean you can't poke. I mean, I didn't mean anything by it.
But it created a flashpoint of anger.
Really? You saw heat?
Because I did not know Cecil Carrier. I probably met him twice in my life. But I grew up with the kid.
Well, there you go.
Bringing me the weather.
And admirably.
And we didn't have all the Doppler radars and the 3D imaging.
All we had was
a map.
Basically your eyeballs.
And a guy standing up there with a little pointer.
He didn't know what the weather was going to be.
Of course he did.
Oh, he did. He did?
There you go. You're knocking him again.
How?
Jeff, you've got to stop doing this. It's a bad look.
Well, you just said we didn't have any technology.
Here's the bad look I'm talking about. Knocking everybody who's of age.
I knock everybody. Everybody should knock me. It's all good. It's all in fun.
What do you have against older people?
Nothing.
I think it's time to delve into that.
I'm
going to
be 60 someday. As terrifying as that.
And people will be mocking you.
As terrifying as that might sound, it's going to happen.
What's terrifying about it?
I just can't imagine this, you know, this very youthful, exuberant guy out there being 60 in the world.
Do you still feel like I'm youthful?
For the most part, but you're every bit of your age.
No, what does that mean?
No one's looking at you and saying, man, that's a cool guy right there, I bet.
Oh, they're looking at me.
I bet he listens to Kendrick Lamar. Nobody's saying that about you.
But what they are saying is that that's a cool guy.
No, I don't think so.
Come out to League 42 sometime and listen to those youngsters.
Right. Your grandpa.
But I'm a cool grandpa.
Maybe.
Doesn't Aaron think I'm pretty cool? Ask her sometime.
Okay.
Seriously.
She thinks I'm cool. I know that.
No, because you're always, I don't know. It.
We have good times together.
So, Frank on Twitter says this is a good mix of legends and newbies in the World Series of Faceoff.
It is, and like I said, in the 4 years that we've played the World Series of Faceoff on this show, we'll now have four different winners because Jeff Moore, A.J. Bodick, Alan Gale's all not in right now.
Alan didn't even try to get
in. Didn't even try to qualify. But he won it once, so he walked off.
Well, I remember my friend Rex Beffert won it once, and I think he tried one more time, and hadn't tried since.
Too bad. But what does he have to prove? Maybe he'll be at side pockets.
Maybe when you win it, you got nothing to prove.
I know.
Although Jason Ault likes the competition.
Right. He doesn't have anything to prove. He can win it or go out in the first round, and he's the same guy, and he's going
to be
back.
It'll be good to see him out there.
Yeah, it will.
Here he is in the quarterfinals, back where he belongs.
No question.
It's been a while since he won this thing.
Several years.
I don't know how long. I wish we had a record. Remember that
guy who used to
keep the record?
Yeah, where'd he go?
He's not listening to us.
He may not even know we are on the air.
We haven't heard a peep out of that guy. And I'm telling you, he had one loss records.
I know.
He had each year's brackets.
We called him the historian or something like that.
Now we don't have a clue. I don't even know when the first year of this thing was. I'm going to guess 2006.
It's all lost to history. It might be 06.
It started when Jared Bartlett was with us because he thinks he named the thing.
He did.
But it's my concept.
Right. He named it.
I'm still not convinced.
He did. And we haven't heard from J-Rod in a while. Where's he been?
Oh, I hear from him all the time.
Okay, good.
That's an old friend that we made a friendship on this show.
Absolutely.
Even though I'm 20 years older than the kid.
Yeah, we're contemporaries to some degree.
Not really.
He's probably 10 years older than me, maybe.
I don't think he's 46 yet.
No, probably not.
If you're asking me to do age, I'd say he's 43, 44.
Well, he's not going to reveal that.
No, why would he?
He doesn't need to. There's nothing in it for him. Did he just text you?
No. Oh. Somebody tweets me or texts me and says, oh, it's Pat Pass. I have every bracket and every question used. Wow.
Really?
Pat, well, that's a pass for you.
Well, we'd like to see that.
For being anal. And that's a good thing. Pat, bring that to Side Pockets tomorrow. We'd like to spend some time looking that
over. That makes me feel petrified. Like, we use that? I don't want to know if I messed up 12 years
ago. Well, that's why, Pat, I hope we haven't asked any repeat questions.
Well, of course.
But how do you avoid it?
I'm sure we have.
Back to wrap it up. This is a Tuesday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio.
Mm-hmm. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.